Hello. I'm Scott Jones. I'm the director of Electronic Frontiers Forums at DragonCon. I'd like to welcome you to the webcam panel. And this is not something I necessarily do well, but it's something that needs to be done and needs to be done right. And so I'm going to do the best I can with a little help from my friends up here. About 4 years ago, I was at a private party in Decatur and met a very gorgeous woman from Alabama, and turns out she had a webcam. And the result of that party was we started this panel and have done these panels for last 3 years. Her name was Dawn Marie, and unfortunately she passed away very suddenly less than 2 months ago. And so we'd like to take a few minutes and have the panelists say a few words about her. I find that in these situations, it's best to, I'm sorry. It's best to focus on the good things in these sorts of situations. And I'd just like to go from panelist to panelist and maybe say a few words. We'll do this for a couple of minutes, and we will close out with a bagpipe tribute for Dawn. Okay. Would someone like to start? Some thoughts about Dawn?
Okay, I'll start since nobody else seems to want to. It's hard for me to do this. I met Dawn at Mach 9. It was my first sci-fi convention, and I was, to tell you the truth, I was a little envious of her because she had the best clothes and the best guys. And slowly over the years of us going to sci-fi cons together, I got to know her as a person. And it's really hard for those of us who came to cons to hang with people like Dawn Marie. It's hard for us to be here at cons at all. She was like a shooting star, and sometimes those that burn the brightest burn out fastest. So I wouldn't be here if it weren't for Dawn Marie in more ways than one. I wouldn't have had my webcam if it weren't for Dawn Marie showing me how much fun they were and how even somebody that didn't know anything at all about a computer or the internet could do it. And I will miss her a lot.
I met Dawn 3 years ago when I moved to Huntsville, Alabama. We both lived in the same town. We became friends. She's the one who got me to start coming to cons. She helped me start my webcam. She was one of my best friends. This is the first con without her, and it's really hard because she has such a wonderful energy. She was always in such good spirits, very happy, excited about everything. She introduced me to everybody that she knew. If it weren't for her, I wouldn't have near the circle of friends, because she's the one who got me started on my live journal. She really changed my life, and I really do miss her a lot.
I didn't really know Dawn Marie all that well, but she did have an impact in my life as to the fact that she would verbally tell me in ways that what I did was something that I should keep on doing. Whether or not, it's the truth, it's just that somebody out there who was supposedly an acclaimed, well-known person thought that what I did was great. And she wouldn't just tell me, she would tell my friends to tell me that as well. And I really didn't know the girl, and it really touched me greatly. And it was just a week before she passed that she said she couldn't wait to see me here at DragonCon and sit next to me on this panel. So, yeah, she was a great person, and she was very full of life.
I saw Dawn Marie at parties and conventions, and I have to say that the thing that I gathered from her really most overwhelmingly was that she's extremely sincere. She was extremely positive, and it was in a really sincere and genuine way, and there aren't a lot of people that are really, truly like that. And I definitely will miss seeing her around my friends and having a good time with her and definitely her opinions on things were always wonderfully bright, and she was a very fun, fun person, and she'll be remembered really, really fondly, I think, by everyone that knew her.
I met Dawn at Mach 8 at one of the parties up in the rooms, and we had fun there, and then we saw each other at con after con for years and years, and grew really close. She was always extremely energetic, always full of life, always happy to see you, whether she knew you or not, whether she'd seen you 100 times or this was the first time you'd met. And I think that's how she'd want all of us to remember her, as being so full of life. And I feel like the way I can remember her best is doing the same, introducing myself to people I've never met, going up and just giving a compliment to someone you've never seen before just because, being nice to everyone you meet, trying to go to a con and make as many friends as you possibly can and introduce yourself to everyone you possibly can, and just being happy no matter what the situation and no matter what's going on. And that's my little way of remembering her.
All right. Before we start the regular panel, we'd like to have a short tribute. We'll have a bagpipe tribute in the memory of Dawn Marie. Okay, we'll pause for just a moment if you have any last thoughts. I'd really like to thank you for coming out to the webcam panel, and knowing Dawn Marie and how she was, I'm not so sure that she would want the mood to be incredibly somber. In fact, I think she would want it to be as bright and cheerful as it could be. So I hope we could pick up the mood a little bit and get rolling on this. We want to start, first of all, with what is a webcam? They have been around for a while. They've dropped dramatically in price. They've changed in technology. We want to talk a little bit about that. Hug me. Could you maybe talk a little bit about what they are, just in basic terms?
Webcam is just a device of taking a still picture after still picture, and then you use a program to upload that to the internet so that everyone can watch it. This is one here. It's a little tiny one. This is a pretty expensive one. No? How much?
$50 special from Walmart.
Okay. This one's $50. Actually, that is pretty expensive. You can get them for as low as $12 at little tiny stores. The one I have is about $500. It's a pretty expensive one. I got it free. Yeah, the $500 one is about as expensive as you can get for a webcam. It takes a single snapshot and uploads that, and then you can set it to upload to take that snapshot and upload however quickly you want it to. And now, the people on this panel have set up webcams in their houses and allowed other people all over the world to see them, see what they do, introduce the world to their lives and things like that. And that's what they're here to talk about today. So if we want to start on the end. We can go down one at a time, give you a URL and who you are. And
you've been starting with me, so start with me.
Okay.
Well, that was on the spot. My name is Sherrod. My URL is girlvinyl.com, girlvinyl.com. What are we talking about? I'm used to not to going last, so I always have like examples.
Setting up your webcam.
Oh, okay.
And how you feel your webcam affects your life.
Oh, well, my webcam is really simple. I have a Logitech, an old one that I bought for $100.
Did you spell it wrong?
It's 1R. They spelled it wrong. I do not have a 404. Thank you. We can just skip it and go be a Steva, but there's not a webcam there. My webcam is turned on when... I'm really distracted by this, I'm sorry. I don't have technical difficulties with my webcam ever.
Like spelling mistakes?
There are no spelling mistakes. My webcam, you know... My friends sometimes are sort of hesitant to come to my house because I do turn it on when I have parties, and they are very self-conscious around it, but at this point I've had it for almost 4 years, and it doesn't really affect the way I am. The pictures of me are really indicative of that because some of them are extremely unflattering, and G-I-R-L-V-I-N-Y-L. Hug me is a CISSP, as well as, what else?
V-I-N-Y-L.
Yes. But not an English major.
First tip, pick a URL people can spell.
Girl, vinyl, those are easy. Wow. This is my website. And there's my picture, my webcam picture right now. My webcam subject matter is pretty basic. It's just me and my friends on the webcam. I went to art school. I have a BFA. I was a photography major. So the webcam has actually kind of become this 4,000 piece self-portrait project for me in a lot of ways. It's amazing to have hundreds of pictures of yourself from every period of your life. I have pictures of me crying. I have pictures of me really happy and things like that. So it sort of actually didn't start that way, but it's become greater in concept. It's kind of a conceptualized full project at this point. That's all for me. Go ahead.
My name is Soma G. Darling, and my web address is going to be a hell of a lot harder to spell. www.SOHMAGDAWLING.com. I have business cards if you'd like to have one. This is my website. Format for the webcams, I have two cameras. One of them is an IBM PC Pro. The other one is a Creative Web Blaster. They're both about $100 a piece. The reasons why I use them and when I use them vary. Mostly take photographs of things. This first started out as my dad's a photographer, and he's got lots of photography equipment that I grew up used to using. And at some point in time, I didn't have that equipment anymore. So I was like, what can I do? Let's see. I can spend $100 and hook something up to my computer. Therefore, it's a cheap digital camera that has limitation as to how long my USB cord is. And that in itself grew into a website with a quote-unquote webcam, whereas most of my shots are not your usual, hi, I'm sitting at my computer, stare at me as I stare blankly into the monitor kind of thing. It's more of a, I'm going to try to experiment with lighting, angles, and whatever format I can. Sometimes I just have toys on there. I take pictures of just about anything and everything I can with my two webcams. Again, only with the limitations of my USB cord. And that's about my site. It's mostly an art site. It's not more of a live, you know, life webcam thingy.
Hello. My website is www.bardiva.com. Started my site about a year and a half ago.
Bar Diva. Didn't think I'd need to spell it.
I have a webcam that I turn on often when I'm in front of the computer. Usually it used to always just be in the computer room, but recently we've gotten in our house a laptop and wireless network and all that fun stuff. So now I can take the camera anywhere in the house. I can just put it on the table and set it up. I'll set it up while I'm cooking or cleaning. I'll set it up. Don't I look happy? I just woke up. I'll set it up while I'm doing yoga. If friends don't mind, I'll put it on when friends are over. I have a thing for, there's lots of Betty Page pictures on there. I have done some cam shows where I like to dress up, and wear wigs, put on costumes, and do a little kind of peep show kind of stuff. I don't get nude. I have a journal. I also put up pictures of me and my friends when we go out or when I travel. I go to different cons, or I'll go take trips where I meet other people from the internet, and I put all those pictures up. So it's more just it's a life cam mostly. I just That is my life.
Wouldn't you like to be part of her life?
Yeah. Me and my girlfriends have a lot of fun. Yes, I don't want my mother to see any of this. What else do I have on there? Let's see. Just think that's about it.
Well, surely you know how to get to my site by now, hasn't it? It's mistress. It's M-Y-S-T-R-Y-S. I tried to get M-I-S-T-R-E-S-S.com, but it was taken. I don't know why. But anyhow, I'm mistress. I run mistress.com, and I've been on the cam, on the net, for going on 4 years, which kind of makes me an old timer as far as webcams go. I run a life cam, which means basically what you see is what you get. If you come to my website and we're in the chat room and you tell me to, you know, to take off my clothes, no, I'm not going to, just because you ask. I don't feel like it at the moment. But, you know, if I'm sitting around the house and not doing anything and I feel like being naked, I get naked. I usually only do topless. However, there's been some occasions of late. I've moved into a larger room, and I haven't quite got the cam angles exactly right. So I've been, and it's been hot, so I've been actually showing a little bit more than I used to. So, like I said, it's pretty much what you see is what you get. And I do shows if I feel like it. Usually, if I don't feel like it, I just turn the cam on, and it's on whenever. So that's me.
I've never gotten that.
Mine is, how do you spell that?
Me.
Yeah, I did spell it wrong. Mine is hugme.org. I have a access cam. And mine's been down because I've been moving. but usually it's my computer room and things I'm doing currently on my systems. I have 80 computers at my house. I'm a sick puppy. The one that the cam is usually pointed to has 7 monitors on it and runs 3 operating systems at the same time. So it's unless you're really super geek, it's pretty dull. Theirs are much more interesting than mine.
Why don't
not the last one who left on camera, right?
You want to talk about the programs you run, the things you do to get your cam up originally, things like that?
Well, okay, I admit it. For me, the secret of getting the webcam up is find a cheap host and call a geek friend to hook it up for you. Which worked pretty well. that was about 4 years ago. Before I knew it, I didn't know anything about computers. I mean, I had one, but, you know, if it went down, it wasn't like I took it to Best Buy and have them fix it. So I really didn't know anything about, you know, upgrading, downgrading, installing, none of that. So I kind of took a crash course in it. And Plug and Pray was my friend, so that's how I got. And if I got into trouble, I went out online into chat rooms and stuff and asked people and said, "Hey, why isn't this working or whatever?" So that's pretty much.
Has any of us been to school to learn about computers?
I almost got a degree in networking, and then I kind of had a little panic attack, and a whole bunch of stuff in my life changed. So I got halfway through it and then decided to move to Rhode Island.
I have a certification from Georgia Tech in multimedia web development, and I do Unix networking administration professionally.
I started out in college wanting to get my computer science minor, but I quit that about halfway through it. So
yeah.
I know a little bit of, tiny bit of programming, and I know, you know, all the basics of HTML.
I have a CISSP, which is kind of, it's a little pointless security degree on the Department of Defense Orange Book. And I'm a sysadmin.
I have a degree in visual arts, if that has any effect on technology, which means I don't know anything, pretty much.
Can I
turn every light in the room on.
If you
pretty
want
much,
lovely skin,
unless you have a really
turn
good
the light
camera.
Up and turn that contrast up and you will be beautiful.
I'm just the complete opposite. I try to mess with everything. Contrast, lighting, different angles. I try to make sure, you know, even the unflattering pictures I let be seen.
Most of the cheap cameras, when you get them, if you'll take them apart and look at the lens, there's usually a film on the lens.
Oh, really?
If you can't get the film off, you can replace it with a piece of thin plexiglass, but the film usually peels off, mm-hmm. and it helps lighting a ton. It's the cheap cameras that do that. This is actually a fairly decent one. I don't know. I haven't opened that one up to find out yet. But yeah, you'll see the lens, and there's some neat things you can do with the lens once you open the camera up and really play with it.
Maybe I should do that with my cam. I have an Intel, and I have to turn on about 3 lights in my computer room in order to get a clear picture. And that sucks. I'd really like a nicer camera that works better in low light. I try to play with the contrast and, you know, brightness and everything, and nothing works.
If you have mm-hmm. questions, just raise your hand. We'll run a mic out to you. Here's one right there. So what's the motivation for each one of you for doing this? Everyone seems to have pretty different reasons.
Well, I feel like I actually really thought about it a few months ago because people were giving me a little bit of flack for my webcam. And I think that many of us, even if it's not as pointed, really want to connect with people on a deeper level than the internet can provide without imagery. And it really is a way to...
He goes for the one where I'm topless.
Soma likes to connect with people topless.
You can't see any breasts on my site, may I remind you?
But I feel like when you have a webcam, you can kind of really deepen the interactions that you have with people online, because not everyone is, you know, in Atlanta for me to hang out with. And other people that have webcams, we all kind of get on our webcams and act stupid together. And it's really fun. The archives from those things are always the most interesting.
Since this is more an EFF type forum, do you have any issues or have any experiences with any type of privacy issues concerning this type of information being published, and how do you handle that?
It's a basic unwritten rule that if you stick something up on a webcam, it's going to get pushed around and published. Even if you declare it that, hey, don't publish anything of mine, it's going to get passed around. There's really nothing you can do about that, and trying a lawsuit over that is kind of pointless. The only thing that you really have to watch out for is if someone takes your pictures and tries to make money off them, or has a site with a ton of hits and is very large sites that would push it. But usually if it's a site like that, you don't have to worry about it. The money thing's the biggest one. If anybody tries to make money off your pictures, you need to keep a basic eye out for that. Usually I've got enough friends that they all do as well that'll tell us. But I have never had an issue with anything like that.
I'd love to ask questions of the panels myself. Have you guys ever had anyone steal your pictures and pretend that they were you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's actually pretty common. I would have. No, you've never had that? I've seen
that's
a lot of...
Not that I've found.
Well, if you see anyone using our pictures that are not actually us,
please tell us.
We want to know about that, because it's really... Actually, I've heard that it's a huge problem with some of my friends, too.
3 Germans were pretending to be me for a good month, and it jacked up my bandwidth to the point that I was changing $35 a month for hosting until I tracked those suckers down and reported them to their ISPs. But, that's the only thing you could do. You can't really go over their house and punch them in the frickin' face and be like, motherfucker, stop stealing my shit. But...
Can I say
Shut up! Oh. No. They were supposedly on the same ISP in the same area, so I'm thinking they all knew each other. So I'm just assuming, unless that's just a strange coincidence and I entered the Twilight Zone.
What exactly were they doing?
They were stealing my cam images and posting them on their site saying it was them on camera.
Or they'll take pictures of you and turn them into icons for their live journals. Or they'll build entire websites with pictures of you that they say are them.
Another problem is when, at least for me, is I've caught them hot linking my cam image, which drives my bandwidth costs up so high that I can't even hardly afford to keep my site. And I don't charge for anything on my site. It's all free. And so I foot the bill for it. So whenever they do that, I mean, I wouldn't mind them putting a banner up and say, go here to see it free, but they hot link it directly to their page. And it's usually a bunch of sites. I've found them in the Netherlands and Sweden. Cam portals. They put up whole pages of nothing but girls, and you can click and you can watch all these cams at one time. Well, what they're doing to those of us that are doing it for free is they're driving our bandwidth costs through the roof. Luckily enough, I found a good provider, and so I can afford to keep my site going. But if I hadn't found him, my site wouldn't be here anymore because of them hot linking my cam image.
You know, every year I offer you unlimited bandwidth for $20, and you never take it.
I know, but you never offer me FTP. I need FTP.
they have new programs that are exactly like actually Qt FTP has an SCP plugin now, so.
Okay, I remember that.
That goes for any of you if you want cheap, unlimited bandwidth hosting. I have it.
I'm quite happy with my service provider, otherwise known as www.warp.com. They are based here in Atlanta, and they are super friendly and very nice, $5 a month, and they are great. I know them personally and get to hang out at their house, and they make me oatmeal cookies.
There are some hosting companies that won't allow you to run a webcam. If any of you are interested in having one, there's some of them that, you know, they have restrictions on a lot of things. I use DreamHost, if anyone is interested, and they rule. I've really had a great experience with them. They've been really fabulous. There's the panel schedule, if anyone needs it. Feel free to come by.
I got a question for y'all.
Okay.
Y'all have all chosen to live your lives in public, which means to some extent people talk about who you are outside of the context of any immediate relationship to you, and this is going to lead to, you know, mythologies of your personality that over the years are going to grow and in some cases get beyond you. How do you deal personally with running into situations where people are trying to tell you who you are based on these mythologies that they've built up over the years when it's different from who you actually are?
Personally, I haven't had really any problems with hearing or seeing, you know, bad talk about me. I've been really lucky. I just stay away from any drama. I don't associate myself with other cam girls that like to cause drama. There are a lot out there. All these girls, very mature, you know, they're all good people to be friends with. I think maybe once I found on LiveJournal, because I use a tracker where I can find out if people have linked, where people are coming to my site from. And some people came to my site from this girl's journal, and she was kind of maybe making fun of my schoolgirl pictures, saying something like how sad it was about grown, like a 30-year-old woman trying to act like she's a little girl or something like that. And first of all, I'm not even that old. So that was the main thing that bothered me. I'm like, no, I'm not 30 yet. But yeah, my advice, if you're going to do something like that, just pay attention to the people that are causing the drama and just stay away from them. I don't know what you all's experience is.
What really annoys me is people that go to my site and the first lines of their email when they email me is, wow, you don't seem so innocent. And it just wants me to punch them in the face or something. Because then they start going on and how they perceive me, and they're like, ooh, wow, you have a section called lust, and you call yourself the innocence, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm trying to tell them, you know, why don't you go to Webster's and look up the word innocence? It doesn't absolutely have to do with, ooh, look at me. I'm a blushing little girl in springtime. People, I mean, it just doesn't take that much knowledge to go out and actually learn things. So that perception really ticks me off. Other perceptions are stalkers. They're special people. I actually have one. I have one that came to this exact panel from last year and has stalked me since then. And he had a whole live journal where he talked about me and in the same paragraph talked about blow drying his pubes. And it was just like, wow. And he would go on until talking about how he thinks I'm stupid and insipid, yet he can't stop staring at me and spending time at my site and wasting moments of his life reading things about me. And it's at that time you're just like, man, you sound really pathetic.
How many of you go to some of the sites for the people up here? And no? Okay. A few.
Wow. I will now.
How many of you have gone to the sites of the people up here but have never seen them in person until tonight? Okay, a couple.
If you want to go to my site, I have business cards I will willfully give out.
Oh. Do you have business cards? Do anyone who will stand still long enough to take one?
You guys shut up, okay? I know where you sleep.
I guess since Soma... Yes.
Soma's good. Soma's good.
Since she said that, we can talk about... at the end of this month, there's another convention called InnerZone, and there's going to be another webcam panel there that I'm organizing. There's flyers in the back. There are the big yellow ones that look like this. You'll be there if you're late. You know what I mean. but those... Oh, goodness.
I'm definitely distracted.
I just saw you naked.
Well, don't get too far into that.
Woo. Let's get into it.
Okay.
I haven't been this far into your site.
It's kind of like hidden.
Oh. Oh.
This special con area.
Yeah, the special conventions only area.
So do any of you have a webcam?
Not many of you.
I have a question, but it's pretty much similar to what you had just been talking about. It seems like if you're going to have a webcam, you have the unfortunate side effect of having people who are either stalking you or more, shall we say, more into things than maybe they should be. And I was just wondering if anybody else has had that problem and other ways you can handle it other than, you know, threatening behavior and stuff like that.
I've had people say extremely inappropriate things to me, and I try as best I can to ignore it. And I often will post emails, logs of conversations that people have with me, or logs of people just saying, you know, really, really inappropriate things to me, and I put up links to their email and kind of let other people deal with it.
She's evil.
I'm not.
Were you all at the panel last night?
I was. Yes, I was. I'm a controversial girl. But, yeah, everyone's actually been really nice to me.
Most of my stalkers and stuff, I actually start talking to them because stalkers usually try to keep a distance away from you because you're pretty much set on some kind of sick pedestal, whether if it's a pedestal of boogers or marble. Either way, it's some sick pedestal. So you start talking to them and the distance grows smaller and smaller, and slowly their illusion that, you know, whatever they deemed you to be will disappear and they won't really stalk you anymore. And if they do, then that's when you definitely need to do something about it.
How many of you have received presents and what have you gotten?
Oh.
I hate this question. This is not a good question.
I have lots and lots of presents. I have on my wall this giant portrait that one of my fans did of me in Gustav Klimt style. This one guy sends me mixtapes all the time. Another guy sends me Buddhas because I'm really interested in Asian philosophy. I get lots of, like, there's somebody from Seattle who made me these little dolls that's like a girl with a, on a rabbit's body with a lizard's tail and this other tractor human thing with eyeballs in it. I get lots of letters in the mail. I also get people make images. I have a whole section on my site where people have taken images from my site and they manipulated it into their own digital artwork and sent it back to me where I would post it and put their name to it and links.
We have a celebrity with us.
Yeah, if you're on Thinking, you're a celebrity. Watch out, because some of those people are kind of lame.
You guys get presents? I have a question. It looks like some of you have adult content on your site, and I'm curious about the legal implications of that. Do you do any sort of age verification, and how do you do that, or do you just not worry about it and hope you don't get taken into court somewhere?
Yeah, I have a warning on mine. All of my pages, and for the most part, I put meta tags all over them that say R-rated content. As you see, I just do softcore. I don't do any hardcore or anything like that. It's all TNA. So I just put make sure that I put those meta tags so that any surf watch or anything like that will pick those up. And that's pretty much all I do. I mean, it's free and everything, and it's all over my site, R-rated. So any parent that's out there watching their kids the way they're supposed to be isn't going to let them see my site.
I have lots of very strong language in my journal and throughout my site. Fancy that one. But my next site update, I will be posting some questionable photography, which is not sexual related, but it is erotic in nature. I had to wait a while because I had to bring it up to my parents, since my family does every once in a while go to my site and see what kind of artwork I'm doing. So I talk to them and I try to explain to them blah blah blah, and since my father is a photographer, he understood, and I came to the understanding that once I do post that stuff, there are going to be sick bastards out there that are going to go to my site just for that. And I've just come to grips with it after a year of doing all this photography that I will be posting in the next couple months.
I do not have a warning up on my site. I have a few pictures that are topless. That is definitely something that I do need to do, the next site update. I was going to take care of that because, yeah, definitely parents don't want their young children seeing that.
Follow-up question about the question with the gifts. How many proposals of marriage have you had?
Where are you? Marriage proposals.
It's right here.
Oh.
The big
blinking cow. Okay. It's the guy in the green shirt.
Marriage proposal?
Is
that what he said?
No marriage proposal.
No.
Why don't you just talk about some of the emails you get?
The emails that I get. Well, for the most part, I always enjoy getting emails, but for the most part, okay, I get two kinds of emails. I get the kind, hi, I really like your site, and I've been watching for a while, and it's really cool, and thank you for doing this. And then I get the ones that are like, hi, I really like your site. I'd really like to come over there and lay beside you and run, blah, 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 blah. And those go on my Dead Journal under a hidden, you have to be a member of my fiends on Dead Journal to get to see those. But I do actually repost them. I do take off the email address of the person who sent them, so nobody can re-email these people and say, oh, but I do share. Currently, my favorite one is this guy from Belize, I think. He's very limited in typing in English, and he is my lover from Belize, and he's very upset whenever I go away for the weekend. I get emails, your lover is angry because he did not get to see you this weekend, and it's really kind of bizarre. So but it's been going on for a while. It's quite amusing, actually. So.
Most of the emails I get are pretty respectful, just telling me that they like my site, they like the pictures. Every once in a while, because I don't check my email obsessively, especially while I'm on cam. If I'm on the computer, I'm usually not checking my email. I'm usually reading LiveJournal or chatting with friends. And I will check my email the next day, and I'll get like 3 or 4 emails from the same person. Hi, will you show me your boobs? And then the next one, are you ignoring me? The next one, well, fine then. Fine, you know, and they just get really angry, and I'll email them back, look, I don't check my email necessarily just because I'm on cam. I'm sorry I disappointed you, but you have to be respectful from now on. But those are the funniest ones I get.
The emails I get in nature to, I don't know how to call it, I guess romantic interest or whatever. I get lots of hard-on pictures. So it's mostly like, hi, this is how you make me feel. You know, and then, you know, it'll be a picture of the guy smiling later and stuff. Those I take in stride. I get quite a many of those. And then there's other ones, you know, they're quite poetic in nature, and it's really funny. And then there's quite a few that are like, hey, you really turn me on, but I want to get past that since I'm never going to meet you in person. Can I talk to you sometime? And then we start exchanging emails that way if they don't creep me out.
I have a weblog on my website, so it kind of tells, you know, what I did that day and everything. And I think from reading that and watching my webcam, people feel really comfortable sending me emails with these really in-depth. I've had people email me, like, their httpd.com, and I've had people ask me, you know, all kinds of questions about how to set up websites and their CSS isn't working and all these things. And I guess because I talk about so much stuff like that, they feel like I'm just going to whip out answers for their particular questions. So people always start off with, I really like your site. I think you're really cute. Can you fix this?
Sherrod is also, what position do you have with the Linux? With the
Let's not go there.
And Hug Me Blushes.
I'm
with the Georgia Linux.
Oh, I'm an officer on the Georgia Tech Linux Users Group. I'm the promotional relations officer. As you might imagine, I'm not president material, but I definitely am.
But she's getting there.
Yeah, no. I don't want to be the president of the Georgia Tech Linux Users Group. I'm happy with handing out flyers and giving them cookies when they're hungry.
If you had to pick a single reason that you do this, what would it be?
Photography. I do it for artwork. I want to try to see everything I possibly can in a different light, in a different point of view, at a different angle. Everything at some point in time, at, you know, some different lighting, everything is going to be beautiful or interesting to look at. I mean, come on, look at me. I'm not that great looking. You put a camera angle on me that is different from some other angle. You put some interesting lighting on me, and I hate to say it, but goddamn, I look good. But, you know, in a normal light, in a walking around face-to-face interaction, I'm just a normal person that you pass by every day on the street that you might mumble, dear God, what does she think she is dressing like that? But, in, you know, I just want to try to find things interesting. I mean, I'm not the only thing that I take images of on my sites. I really like taking pictures of toys, the way, you know, in the morning the sun comes in my bedroom because I have lace curtains. It makes really cool patterns on the floor. So it's pretty much all for photography is my whole site.
I just have a webcam because I thought it's funny. I mean, there's a lot of comedy involved in having a webcam.
I have my webcam because it was a fun way to... I wanted to learn how to use HTML because I'd seen so many people doing it, but I didn't really have anything to sell. You know, why do you make a website? Well, to sell something. Well, I really didn't have anything to sell, and I'm not that great a writer. I'm an okay writer, but I'm not that great, and I don't do artistic design, so I wanted an excuse to do a website. And then my friends turned me on to a webcam, and they said, well, why don't you build a site, and then we'll put a webcam on it for you, and then that way it gives you something to do on the net. And I go, hey, cool. So I started out doing that, and it's just It's just a neat way for me to make friends and stay in touch with people. And what I really like about it is when I'm in my chat room, I'm just having fun, people will pop in, and I'll talk to people from New Zealand and from Sweden and from Spain and from London. And these are all places that I would love to visit someday. And I get to actually talk to people who live in these places, and it's really, really cool. And without my webcam, I would never have the opportunity to do that. So that's what I enjoy getting out of it.
Probably my favorite thing about my site is probably the photography, too. I really enjoy getting made up and setting up the camera angles, setting up the lighting, setting up the background. That's just a lot of fun because I do it all myself. Generally, no one is taking pictures of me. And so it just makes me feel really proud, usually, the way they come out. I feel like they're a bit erotic. You know, I feel that they're tasteful, and I usually do very well at flattering myself in the pictures.
Drink.
I'm curious if you've had any relationships which have suffered because of your cams.
Could you stand up?
Where's this person?
Bob! There's some body
voices. You ever had any boyfriends or girlfriends?
Never.
I'm not making any value judgments here.
I've never had a boyfriend, Bob. Are you single?
Why, yes, Sherrod, I am. Is there any doubt?
Relationships that suffered. Me and my boyfriend have had quite a few discussions as to what should go on my site. And not quite a few. We've had a few discussions about what we feel is appropriate to put on my site, because I'm not going to disrespect him by putting up anything that he feels is distasteful. It's been fine. It's just been, you know, discussing, being respectful. You know, we both come to the decision together pretty much. And he's very open. He pretty much just, you know, is as long as I'm comfortable with what I'm doing, and then he's okay with it.
Go ahead.
Well, I have a boyfriend currently, and he's here, so. It doesn't seem to hurt our relationship at all. There are things that we don't do on cam because that's our private time together. Then there are other times that we're just hanging out and watching TV together, playing cards, whatever the cam's on. It doesn't bother him. He knew I had it before we started dating, and he's pretty comfortable with it. And, in fact, we found out that it can be a heck of a lot of fun sometimes. So.
I don't have a boyfriend because I like being single. And
it's a choice.
Yes, it is a choice. I really like being single. But there, I do have relationship problems with my younger brother. He likes to threaten the lives of people that post in my journal replies. And he's like, you're not supposed to be seeing this. And then he'll call me, like, right after he sees it. And he'll be like, you can't wear anything but a goddamn turtleneck. Cover yourself up. Nobody can see nothing but your hands and your face. And he's actually threatened quite a few people that are actually in this room at this time. One of them is way on the back wall.
Thanks, Soma.
Oh! Hi, Jack. How are you doing today, Jack?
I'd just like to say, in response to the people that may harass you or threaten you while you're online, my name is Jack, and I am a mob of one.
Jack is my older brother, not my younger brother.
Yeah, you were talking about setting up your cam and everything. Don't you like it because you can talk to, when you're talking to the person, you can see who you're talking to. And like you were saying, over in another country and stuff, you're seeing what's in their room technically, or what they want to let you see what's in their room. Have you had any fun doing changing the background behind you, per se, as to have fun with some of you're speaking to someone in Spain, go and put something behind you and stuff to
You can, there, with one of the cameras, camera programs I used to use, there was a chroma key option that I used for a little while there, but it got kind of weird with the shading. But in some of my cam shows, I do put up backgrounds and I do put up sets and props and stuff like that for my photography purposes. But otherwise, sometimes I do change the camera angle because somebody's like, wow, I really know that corner of your room really well. What's the rest of the room look like?
There's a website, TrueTech.com, and the company TrueTech. They also run CameraAds.com. They have extensive information on how to do blue screening, where, you know, you take a picture and put yourself in front of a blue screen, then stick the picture behind it, and doing that live with your webcam and doing all kinds of cool things with backgrounds and adding images as people are seeing your cams and things like that.
I have fun changing around the background and the scenery, changing camera angles. I mean, definitely, that's a good way to, because, yeah, people get bored. And changing the background can... you know, add a different light to you also, you know, the way that the light reflects off something, and that can change the lighting on you.
It sounds like you all have been doing this for a few years. Knowing what you know now, what would you have done differently?
I would have learned how to take the date and time off the bottom for the first couple months that I had my camera. I did not know anything at all about webcams, and I'm one of those people that loves to learn. So I sat down for about 4 to 6 hours one day of my life, and I learned how to code just so that I could put a refreshing webcam image on my site. And from there, it just went on.
Where is that information?
How to's?
Google. What, to learn HTML? HTML Goodies is a good site. That's where I go oftentimes if I want to learn something. Like how to make a certain kind of table or make frames that I don't know how to do, HTMLgoodies.com.
I'm going
to go through step by step with you.
And you said that background, is that a free site or is that a paid site you have to give up?
TrueTech's a free site. You can also download webcam software off of there. And it's the only one I know that you can get free true streaming software.
Okay.
TrueTech. TrueTech. Yeah, that should be right. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I want to see people when they ask questions.
For learning HTML, in your web browser, find a page that you really like, click on Edit, and then
View Source,
and you can see how they built the page. You can see the source underneath it, and that's how I learned, just going to different pages and viewing the source and saying, making changes to it on my own computer and saying, oh, cool, this does this. And
please, if you're going to do that, change a lot of stuff so that, you know, the people that spent the hours upon days, maybe months, to design that site don't get really ticked off and want to hunt you down.
Or ask for credit. I mean, I've seen something on people's sites before that I've liked, and I just ask them, hey, do you mind if I use that piece of code? You know, and like she says, I'll change the color, I'll change the font, so make it a little bit different. And they usually say yes.
One of the best ways I've found to learn just about everything tech-related is IRC. It's 24/7 free tech support, basically. You can go in, channel whatever you're interested in, channel HTML, channel PHP, and, you know, ask a question. As long as it's relatively well-researched, people will walk you step-by-step through things and help you out. So
that's where I got my cam codes. I was sitting on IRC one day and going, hey, you know, I want to put the cam on my site. Somebody tell me how.
People in IRC are usually extremely well versed with things like that and know a lot.
My name's Brandon. I was just wondering if...
talk louder, please.
Oh, sorry. I was wondering about your graphics. How many of you make your own, do your own graphics for your sites? And if so... what software you use?
I make all my own graphics, and I use Adobe some, but I use mainly Fireworks. The GIMP is crap, sweetie. I know, but look at your site.
Look at it.
Fireworks rule. It's like the ultimate best thing ever. Hey.
I don't know, man. From a designer's point of view,
it's a little rough.
My screen size is 1600 by 1300. It looks pretty damn good on there.
There's nothing to look at. It's just text. I use Adobe. I'm an Adobe Photoshop whore. I spend a lot of my time working in Adobe. I like to make images. I like to crop images. Sometimes I like to paste my head next to people's that I want to be that I can never be. I'm also starting with my friend Nick. We're starting a subculture comic, webzine comic thing. Yeah, so I spend a lot of time in Adobe trying to figure out formats for that. That site is subculture.com. It's not really put together really well yet, but we're getting there. So we got really nifty line drawings of us going, duh, we're not done. Oh, yeah, subpopculture.com. Sorry.
Yeah, assuming that all of you have jobs, do you think that maybe because of some of the things that you're doing on your website might have bad repercussions to it?
Because of my website, I got my job.
Good job.
Yeah. I recently, just very recently, had an experience with this. So I am a waitress bartender, and I just started a new job about 2 months ago. And some of the guys at work found my site. And, you know, most of them are respectful. They'll just say, hey, you know, that was nice. I liked it. And then, like, there was one guy who would say things like, hey, I saw your site last night. It's like, you know, I'm a little nervous. Oh, okay. I was a little disappointed. Why is that? Because you weren't naked. That's not something you're supposed to say to your coworkers. So it's caused a little bit of tension, but it's nothing that I would get fired for. I mean, I work in a restaurant. They don't care about things like that. So it's not, if maybe, you know, like, mistress works in an office, so that would probably be a problem if her...
Well, I work for an attorney. But I've been there for 6 years. I know my job, and I do it well. And a few people at the office know about my site. And the way I know about this is because they will come up to me on Monday morning and say, so somebody had a long night Saturday night. Or something like that. At the office, my boss knows about it, but it's sort of like a don't discuss it at work kind of thing. My boss has his Woodstock ticket framed above his office. So to say that he's pretty liberal. So I think as long as I stay there, I'll be fine. Now, if it comes down to where I have to start looking for a job someplace else or something, then, you know, I'm going to have to take that under consideration, because as long as it's just something I'm doing for a hobby, it's not affecting, you know, my pocketbook or anything like that, then I'm going to keep it up and going. But if it starts to get to the point of where it will affect my life, then it's probably going to have to go. So.
Of all the pictures on your site, which one or which ones are your favorite?
Can you stand up, please?
We like to see the
okay,
people.
Favorite pictures?
My favorite's already been up. That's me licking the Dvorak keyboard.
I really don't know. I'm pretty proud of almost all my stuff. A lot of the stuff that I'm the most proud of is the more recent stuff, of course, which would, you know, make more sense. But I haven't updated my site visually for a while. Yeah, there's her. I haven't updated my site visually in a while. I update it verbally almost every day, but visually I haven't, because I have moved so many times, and I've just settled down. I've just gotten a steady job, and I've just gotten my very own place where I don't have to worry about anybody else. So I will now have free time to update my site, and I have actually started doing that, and I'm going to do it all at once. So it's going to be like two sites in one. It's going to be another 5,000 images.
Right off the top of my head, I think that I would say my favorite gallery is the Black Slip Gallery. I like that one. No, not in the newest pictures. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Right in the middle.
Those got knife.
I'm distracted once again.
I have some newer photos that I haven't put up yet that are a little bit better quality. Those are all taken just with my cam, so they're small. It's a lot nicer when you can actually get somebody to take the photos for you with a digital camera. They turn out a lot better. It's hard to frame yourself to watch because I'm watching the computer and watching the timer and trying to pose all at the same time and move around quickly so you don't get any weird positions while I'm changing into another pose.
If you use Chillcam, it has this weird beeping sound that happens.
Yeah. I use Webcam 32. I have used Chillcam.
I like
Webcam 32, I put up a big counter, and it'd count down, and so it's easy to see.
I think the favorite site of the favorite picture of me on my site, I have so many up there, but there's one in the video artwork that people have done of me, and there's one that sort of looks like an oil painting. And I think I like that one best of all. I liked the pose when I did the pose, but the way the person who did the artwork for me enhanced it to make it look like a painting, I thought was just really beautiful. So that was my favorite. And I think it's in fan pages. And there should be a link there for video art or art that people did of me. Mistress Art, up.
Right there.
Yeah, I've just started learning how to do video art. I'm working in PaintShop Pro, and it's fun, but I get so frustrated with it. But I'm trying to teach myself, and I don't have anybody to ask any questions, so.
I build pictures with encrypted messages in them. And I use GIMP.
That's the one, I think.
And it works really well. And if you'll go to my page.
Damn!
You want to leave the Naked Mistress for...
You can use a different one.
I want to see the Naked Husband.
Like we don't do that
think
constantly.
You're making my eye twitch, man.
Click free BSD. Yeah.
Right.
I think it's down at the bottom. Is it server? Is it workstation? Oh, stop.
Yeah.
Click Kissy Nerd.
All right, I've had a journal for only about a month, and I've already had a million people tell me about how dangerous it is. Do you have any recommendations for how somebody might protect themselves or what, you know, the dangers might be?
Do you have a webcam too?
No, I don't.
You just have a journal?
My journal? I just have a journal, but I do post up a lot of pictures and stuff.
I mean, people that don't get on the computer much will tell you how dangerous it is. Everybody I know have been on the computers for years. I mean, it's just pretty much common sense. Don't post your address. Don't ever meet anybody, you know, just alone. You know, I mean, I've met tons of people off the computer. I've traveled all the way up to Toronto. I've traveled all the way out to L.A. just to meet people that I know from my online journal. And, you know, you do it in a big group, you take people with you, and, I mean, it can be safe. You just got to do it safely.
Something I learned when I didn't know what I was doing, the very first registry for my site where I bought the domain had my real name, my real address, and my real phone number. Luckily enough, I was only online for about a month before I ran across somebody that was able to tell me how stupid I was. So we got that fixed. But that's probably the biggest mistake that I do still see a lot of my friends do.
Yeah, if you don't,
they buy the domain.
People know
and
how
their real
to
name
look that
it.
Up, and it does have your address right out there. The way that I had somebody else bought mine, so it's under their name, their address, and it's a man. So that way, I don't have any threat of anybody finding me.
Well, I did the P.O. box thing. I just put it on a post office box that I keep just for the site.
If you've registered your own domain name, the point of Whois information is so that people can contact you if it's for DNS resolution problems or they want to buy the domain off of you or something. So remember that information is completely public. You know.
But just journaling, I mean, you shouldn't have any danger with that.
You should come to the weblog panel tomorrow at 7. We're going to talk all about that.
The journaling.
I have a question about the future. Do you see yourselves continuing to do this like 5 years, 10 years from now?
Most definitely. I don't think I'll ever get tired of taking photographs. Let me clear this up. All the stuff on my site right now at this moment is all done with my two webcams, but the site update I will be doing will not be just my two webcams, but also my quote-unquote analog photography along with digital camera photography and some photographs of my paintings and other artwork that I do. So that will not be the only artwork on my site, but I don't think I'll ever stop trying to create and look at things differently.
I have no idea. I don't know how long I'll be doing this. I don't know if I'm, you know, I mean, things change so much. You never know where you'll be. I mean, from my own life, things have just changed so much, even just in the past year. So who knows where I'll be next year.
I'm going to keep my site going as long as it is expedient for me to do so, which means when it stops being fun for me to do it, that's when I'm going to stop. Right now, I've had my site almost 4 years, and I'm still having a blast doing it, and it's a lot of fun. So I see it continuing for as long as I can afford to keep it going.
How you doing? Just wondering how you guys have actually, I did the IP panel a couple hours ago. I was wondering if you guys have actually gone ahead and done the actual full copyright for your sites and other such to protect what essentially is your intellectual property on your sites.
Have you? You're the one who has a lot of personal artwork up.
I started doing that, and the guy that was helping me with my site work, again, I am more creatively thinking. I'm not very good at, you know, lots of numbers and close tags and stuff like that because I could barely spell when I type. So the guy I had helping me out with my stuff said he was working on it, but I don't believe him. So, again, in my new site overhaul, I'm researching all of that and trying to get as much of that done. We just have the stupid lame-o disclaimer at the bottom. That's pretty much all I got.
Actually hadn't even thought of things like that until I started looking at other webcam sites and found people stealing my pictures, and that the other webcam girls, I hate saying that term, but my other friends that have webcams having issues with people stealing their pictures like crazy. And I started having issues with people stealing mine too, so unfortunately I feel like doing the full copyright procedures for every image on my website, be it a photograph or an image that I created myself, I feel like it might be time for me to do that. Coming from a fine arts background, that is really unnecessary and unheard of, and it's just, you know, most people do it, but they don't expect that people are actually going to steal their image, and it's so easy to just steal them. And to, especially on the web, right? I mean, it's two clicks, and that's fine to save a picture, but to misrepresent me with my image, it's really distressing, and I feel like at this point I don't really have much choice but to now go through a lot of the hassle that's involved with that.
A really simple way that a lot of people are doing that now is most image types, GIF, JPG, things like that, have built in where you can put comments and things, and you put in really simple copyrights, just, you know, copyright and your name, and that's it. And some people are putting in little encrypted text that looks like binary, or just everything else in hex, and so you can't really tell that it's actually a message in there.
I started with that on my actual, if you go to my cam, it's got a timer because, again, those crazy Germans were trying to steal my stuff. I got the cam to work. If you right-click on it, you cannot save the picture that is on there at that time. I have a Java encryption or something on there. I forget what it was, but I learned how to do it. I don't know what it's called.
But the problem with that, too, and even with encrypting things, is there's always print screen.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Who's not going to just, if someone really wants to steal an image, they can. But actually, I believe it might be
Skin 2 magazine, which is like the big latex fetish magazine, has a program for sort of certifying with them, saying that your images are yours and things like that. I mean, people will never stop stealing on the internet, which is great. But, I mean, I kind of feel like I want people to know when I mean being misrepresented, because I take it personally and not in a positive or jovial light either.
Well, what I've seen some people do is watermark the pictures,
right,
and right across the middle where it's very hard to take it off without hurting the image.
And it's unfortunate you have to do that because I think those are extremely ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it ruins my image, so mm-hmm. I haven't done that.
Question, has your being in front of the camera changed your body image at all, how you think about yourself physically?
I think I have better posture from it. I wasn't joking.
No, not that I could think of, except, you know, if I'm feeling really fat, just change the camera angle and the lighting.
Hi, guys. I'd just like to thank you all for educating me as to some of the different genres of what's being represented on a webcam. I think I had a pretty linear view coming into this, and y'all seem a lot more artistic than what I would have honestly thought a webcam girl is like. I'm curious, where's the money in this?
There's none.
There is none.
It's
not unless you're doing porn.
Financial venture. You will lose money. You will pay for hosting and you will pay for your bandwidth.
I work in the hosting industry, and that's the reason I'm asking. Y'all don't seem to represent the kind of people I speak with.
What kind of hosting do you do again? The panelists you see here at this Dragon Con all do this as a hobby. They do it because they love to do it. Last year's Dragon Con, we had Chloe from Naked Nerds, and if you saw my picture, Kissy was up here.
Phantasm?
Okay.
They make a living off of this. And they do it through porn, but they also do it because they love to do it.
Well, one of the great things about our situation where mm-hmm. we're not receiving any money from subscribers or having password content is that we don't really care what you think. Mm-hmm. It's great if you like it.
We have no obligation.
We don't
to
have
be
to
on,
entertain you.
Yeah.
And that's a really liberating feeling.
Or do you
not
feel like
have
you have
customers.
To talk to certain people or put up with a certain kind of
exactly.
Demanding
fully
because if somebody demands something from you and you don't like it, you know, block them. You don't have to talk to them.
I don't want to restrict my
they're not paying for anything.
I don't want to restrict my artistic freedom just to make somebody else feel more comfortable that they're paying me $5 a month.
Right. Yeah, and it's a hobby, not a job. If I were accepting money for it, I would reasonably expect to provide a service mm-hmm. for that money. And it's just a hobby for me. It's for my pleasure, you know. If you happen to enjoy it, great. Glad to stop by. But if not, ultimately, it's about me. It's really a good feeling to not have to be obligated with your own self, with your own images, to not have an obligation to anyone at all to show any certain thing or be any certain way. It makes it a lot more genuine.
Yeah, it's refreshing. I appreciate the education. Thanks.
On the cam you're using right now, the little one right there, are you using the software that came with it or are you using different software?
Yeah, software that came with it.
Okay.
Lauren, you have anything to say?
Dark light.
I don't have a webcam. I just set this up to show you how to
use it. Okay. Need a drink? Okay.
You're
actually
awfully quiet tonight. Okay.
Thank you.
I have a question, though. With Dawn's passing, have you guys been surprised at how much people have still been going to her live journal and their Moe's message board and stuff and posting things?
I'm not surprised by it.
No.
I loved her.
No.
She's great.
Absolutely.
She touched so many people through her work going to the cons and the way she lived her life really out there for everybody. So it doesn't surprise me at all.
I hate to cheapen her death any, because in no way do I mean to, but she's the fifth person I've known since January that has died, and I've known seven. And by the time I got to her journal and read all the replies to her last entry where, you know, she would never, ever see the replies again, and there's all those million replies, it really makes me think about what people do and why they even do it, especially in a medium like the internet. I mean, you're pretty much sending your message down a black hole because, I mean, really, if you do believe in the spirits or whatnot, I'm not saying I do or not, but do you really think they're going to sit there and go, I'm going to go to my live journal and see what the people have posted about me since I've died? But it really is touching to see that so many people have cared. And, you know, it's like, wow, okay, then maybe, you know, everything's not in vain.
The next panel, in spiritual form, can you get on the internet?
Yes, I do a spider on the website just in case people can.
One thing I'm wondering also is I noticed that looks like sometimes you get more adventurous as you do this longer, and I'm wondering if that's something that is actually happening, and are you more adventurous and more bold in your real life as well because of doing stuff on the webcam, and, you know, does it go back and forth?
I've inverted instead of become an extrovert. I used to be very outgoing. I used to walk up to random strangers and be like, hi, I like cheese. And now it's more like, oh my God, random people are talking to me. I am going to go hide in a corner. Like sometimes I'll go to the mall and I'm just walking around and somebody will walk up to me and they go, hey, I've seen your site on the internet. Aren't you that Soma girl? And I just, you know, I have to run in the bathroom because it really creeps me out. I mean, I can't control it, and it's then you start asking your question, why do I even do it? But I don't know why. And
I don't think my website or my webcam has changed my personality at all. I mean, it's just like, it just exists and it's there. And I mean, it's just new things to play with, really.
Okay, we can do one last question if you want to do it. We need to wrap it up.
Something very good. Come on. Who has a good question? Nobody. Your hair looks cute.
Mm. Oh, there's
here we go.
Okay, I'll ask the last one then. What do you think has been the greatest benefit of having it then?
Greatest benefit? The greatest benefit of having the webcam for me is being able to, this may sound cheesy, but I actually get on the phone with my friends that live far away and get on the webcam at the same time, and I'm able to talk to them and make funny faces at them and sort of connect with people that I don't get to see very much and that I miss a lot, and have them, you know, look at me and me look at them at the same time while we talk, which actually ends up making some of the best archive pictures because I'm happy or sad or whatever. So it's really nice to have people connect with me closer when they're so far away.
I would have to say the same thing, although I don't get on the phone while I'm on the cam, but often I am chatting with my friends while I'm on the cam, and so they can see what I'm doing, or I can, you know, show them something. Look at this, I got this today, or or I make silly faces, and that's the funnest thing.
For me, the greatest benefit of having a webcam site is you never, ever, ever have to sit at home alone on a mm-hmm. Saturday night. No matter what you do. Personally, right now, I'm going to school, so most of my Saturday and working full time. So most of my Saturday nights have been sitting at home doing homework for about 4 hours. And then I'll, you know, while all my friends are out having fun. And then afterwards, I'll crawl on the cam and see 15, 20 people in my chat room and know that I'm not the only one sitting home alone on a Saturday night. So that's, for me, that's the greatest benefit.
I would just say visual experimentation.
Are we done?
All right, thanks.